Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. We're going to make it do what it do. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe, the only cafe that soothes your appetite. We're excited to come before you because God has blessed us one more time. As we look at our programmatic thrust, being able to bring a vessel for you to serve and to serve each and every one of us with something new, something special. See, that's what God is all about. He's a blessing for all of us when we trust and believe in him. And I want you to truly, truly believe that the Love Cafe is going to give you something that you can take away from him. See, Lord, I said, God, our Savior, the one that made it possible so we could be here today. I give him the praise. Again, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. We're talking about soothing your appetite. We have a menu that's off the chain. I'm so glad to have everybody that's joined us. We have several opportunities, several vehicles to be able to be a part of this. But we want to give our basic information, our house cleaning before we get started with the Love Cafe and just talk about some things that maybe touches your heart, if not touches your spirit, touches your mind, or just make you feel good all over. It might make you mad as well. So that's what it's all about. It's truly the Love Cafe. We want you to be a part of this show. We're normally aired on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. But there's a few things that are going on, and we've made adjustment in having a special episode on Wednesday night at 6:30. See, that's how God allows us to do that. He blessed us to be able to make the adjustment, but on top of that, bring you an outstanding show. See, it's truly, truly a blessing to be able to do that. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, your ideals, by asking you to press the number 1. And once you press number 1, I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask for your location. If you choose to give your name, then offer your comments. You get a chance to chat with myself as well as several other individuals as co-hosts join from time to time. We thank each and every one of them for doing that. You see, they're giving up their time, and truly, truly, it's a blessing. If you want to check us out on the web, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Now, we're being broadcast in several different ways. We're being broadcast truly, truly through Facebook. And you can check us out if you're on Blog Talk Radio or WBSW Internet Talk Radio or on Instagram. Facebook is facebook.com/DRLDeAlberto Smith. That's facebook.com/DRLDeAlberto Smith. Thank you so much for those individuals who joined us. We'll give a shout out to beautiful ladies of Iron of Womanhood. That's already on the line. One of the young ladies hailed out of Dallas, Texas, the Fort Worth area as well. Been knowing this young lady a long time. She's truly a Zeta at the heart. Works hard for Zeta. None other than Sarah Valinda Samples out of Dallas, Fort Worth. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us. And I look down the board and I see another special Sarah who's grinding up there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to give her a shout out because she has that Zumba. And she'll be doing that Zumba. You can check her out on Mondays and I think Wednesday as well. Check her out. She comes a little bit early, like 6 o'clock on the Eastern Standard Time. You can check Sarah, who's doing an awesome job. None of Sarah Dana Pfizer, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. I'm looking over on Instagram, which we'll broadcast on Instagram. Give a shout out to Dr. King Zeus, 1914. Brother Ward, thank you for joining us. It's always good to have you in the Listen, we know there's some good things that's going on through Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter. They'll keep on grinding, making things happen, because it's all about being progressive in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. But I want to truly give a shout-out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We partner with them, that's WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity to make sure we broadcast our shows through their Instagram. We thank them, we truly thank them on behalf, I'm thanking them on behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio to say thank you, brothers. The blue and white have stepped up again. And you can check them out. I just want to check out what's going on. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Again, thank you, brothers, for taking time. Brother Mike, Brother Tony Stallworth, the vice president of that chapter down there. Brother Quentin Hurley, our Sigma Beta advisor. On top of that, we have Brother Jerome Harris, three. We call him three because he's the third. Owner of a business down in Greenville, Alabama, called Southern Spirit. Check him out if you're traveling down I-65 to Greenville. Go over there, go across from Walmart. You can patronize a brother of Phi Beta Sigma. Then we have Brother Marvin Smith. He's doing some awesome things through his gospel hour he have on Sunday morning. He's being broadcast on Facebook. He's also doing some other things through one of the magical things he have, which is he's a chef. And he's always cooking and having food available for the community. There's some things that those brothers in that chapter are planning coming at the end of this month. We'll be coming back because they slowly working on it and sending me information. So make sure I broadcast it. So thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, not only just in Greenville, but all over the world. You're doing some awesome things. I am so proud to be a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. God has blessed us, be able to make a difference, electing a new international president, 36th international president, during the week of August 3rd through 8th, not the honorable Christian Ray. Shout out to that brother that's going to do some awesome things for the fraternity. But we're going to move with our show and talk about the Love Cafe. We want you to truly, truly think about what could you find in the Love Cafe. Tell me, what do we have in the Love Cafe? We have a menu that will just spike your taste buds. A menu that allows you to kind of taste what love is all about. Our menu comes in four parts. First part is the starter and appetizer, which is called the lust. And you know what lust is. And you know what lust does for you. The entree. We're excited about that because that entree is truly the attraction. You know, if you go to a restaurant, you're sitting down, you see that steak that you're wanting, it's attracted to you. You see that chicken that you're wanting, it's attracted to you. If you see the seafood, you're attracted. So that's what the Love Cafe is all about, attracting you so you can enjoy some food for information. Then we have what we call the dessert. If you go to there, you might get that lemon lime. You just might get a strawberry cake. Or you just might get a red belly cake. So brothers and sisters, see, I'm trying to talk to you and let you know, when you go to the Love Cafe, we're going to have everything you want. And that dessert is the attachment. See, that's how you get hooked. And you move to falling in love when you go to the Love Cafe. And last but never least, see, after you get to lusting, after you get through being attracted, after you get through being attached, the last thing is a beverage that you want to wash it all down. That's an awakening. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. Truly, truly awakening a spirit in you. Awakening what we call our heart and our soul so we can truly love from the inner self, not the outer self. That's the Love Cafe. And we appreciate you taking time to join us. We have several people that call in from time to time, want to be a part of the show. We thank them all the time. They're our co-hosts. They're our experts that calls in. We want to give a shout out to you, these three individuals, and hopefully I can get them on the line tonight. They may call and may not, but we're going to make this thing do what it do. That's what it's all about. We have a brother, and I call him because he is truly a brother of mine in Christ. He's a pastor out in Dallas, Texas. So glad to have this young man joining us from time to time, bringing about wisdom, bringing wisdom in. None of them. And I call him Doc. That's Pastor Doctor. I'm speaking into existence. I told him I'm speaking it. Eddie Pratt out of Dallas, Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we also have the lady that puts the boots on the ground. She pulled her boots tight. She put them out on the streets of Oakland, making a difference in the lives of those individuals who are looking to have someone to think about them, care about them. Old saying, they care when they know you care. So we truly, truly want to give her a shout out, owning my own truth. That's none other than Tina Robinson. Tina, keep doing what you're doing. I know you're out right now in the streets, out there doing some awesome things. She also traveled to Las Vegas and worked in Las Vegas, changing lives in the streets. Individuals who are homeless, individuals who are strung out on some kind of attraction that took them off to the wrong track. She's there with children who've been abandoned. She's there making sure they get all the education about COVID-19, all the education about the health opportunity they have. That's what she's doing. That's Tina Robinson. We want to give a shout out. The next young lady, Hills in Central Alabama. She's an author. She's a life coach, owner of a semi-professional basketball team. I say teams. The River Region Generals, both males and females, none other than Serena Duncan. Those individuals are a major part of the success of the Love Cafe. So we want to give them a shout out. We also want to know some avenues to be a part of this show if you don't call in. You can tweet the show. You can go to at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at WBSW, _ internet, _ talk, _ radio, and at Instagram. I mentioned the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Grievo with the number 10, at the Smith Way Production, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. All of our episodes can be heard on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we step off. We have our YouTube channel called The Smith Way Production, as well as you can go to Google Plus, you know, and you have an opportunity to find out more of what's going on with WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And all of our shows that we have, which is 9 shows. WBSW Internet Talk Radio, we're so glad to have an opportunity to bring this vessel before you. We have listeners just like you checking us out now and watchers in 18 countries. 18 countries. That's including the United States, north of the border of Canada, and south of the border of Mexico. Let me get a shout out to these other individuals joining us. I want to make sure I do that because there's some blue and white on here. And I say thank you, Jesus, for allowing the support from the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, chapter brothers, sisters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, sisters in Christ, as well as brothers in Christ. A shout out to Marvin, Brother Marvin Smith, the Director of Social Action of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And also, I mentioned, he's doing awesome things through Facebook, through the gospel. I already have from Sunday morning. He also putting that skill together, feeding the needy. People who need to be able to have a meal when they don't have a meal. He's down in Georgiana and also operating in that Butler County area, making sure everybody gets fed. Shout out to my brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference. This next young lady, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, this is C. Renee Antonio. She's supported. Thank you, Renee. Sarah, Renee, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. Spread the word like you're doing. Thank you. Then we have this beautiful young lady out of Berkeley, California. I tell her that because when she posts a picture, I always tell her, I say, use your hair. You're beautiful. Use your hair. And she know what I'm talking about. Put a lot of pictures. Take a lot of pictures. She has a ministry making a difference entitled Behind the Mask Ministry. None other than Ministry Denise Stepney out of Berkeley, California. Keep on grinding, my sister. Keep on doing what you're doing because you're making a difference. Because I know she's calling on me from time to time. I have a guest that loves to be on your show. I said, Minister Denise, because I know if you send them, God's blessing and blessing me. Let's get with our show, making sure I'll give a shout out to all the other individuals as they join us. But we want to get this show started tonight. The title of our show is Loving Ain't Easy. But I'm going to make it a little bit more simple. Love ain't easy. Come on, I want you to think about that. Love ain't easy. But even better, loving you ain't easy. Some people say, well, you come up with these titles, yeah, man, they're not politically correct. You know what? It's what catches your eye. Loving you ain't easy. A shout out to B.J. Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee joining us. Thank you, B.J. Thank you for the support. Loving you ain't easy. Let's think about that for a second as we give a shout out to another individual that's added to the set. Thank you so much. That's Home Cafe Subscription. I'm going to wave at you and say thank you for taking time. First of all, loving you is not easy because if I don't know you, I can't love you. I can say I love you because I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. But when I'm talking about a loving romantic relationship, that's what we're talking about. Loving your mate, loving your partner, loving someone that you really want to be with, but it ain't easy. See, we have to know what love is all about. See, the Love Cafe, the acronyms of the Love Cafe explains everything. First of all, we always look at the L. See, one of the things where we're not quite understanding. The L is all about love, but it's all about listening. See, too many times we think that we have to be always talking. Now, it's amazing. I was having a conversation earlier, and I was talking about effective communication. See, for any and everything to work, you have to be able to communicate, and it has to be effective. So when I say the L is listening, I will tell you to take this advice and use it to be the best person you can be. Listen first and talk second. I'm going to say it again. Listen first and talk second. Too many times we continue to talk. We continue to always want to have the first word and the last word. I want you to think about that. People that only get the first word in so they can be heard, and the last word so you won't forget them. But that is not effective communication. Because if you're trying to talk and out-talk somebody, you cannot listen. Especially if that's the person you consider your partner, your mate, your spouse, your significant other. Love is powerful, but it requires you to listen and have effective communication at your forefront. The next thing is the O in our love. The O is overcoming challenges. In a relationship, a marriage, you have to overcome challenges. That's why we said the title, Loving You Ain't Easy. Because there's so many things we have to overcome. We have to come together to make sure we're on the same page. We have to take that O and also overlook your faults. We all have faults. See, too many times we want to say, well, you're not perfect, right? I want somebody perfect. If you do, you got a problem. Just remember, we are imperfect people. Being imperfect means that we have room to grow. But if you're so perfect, no one is perfect but our Lord and Savior. Now, I don't know about yours, but I know about mine. Who's the head of my life? No one is perfect. As a person of the world, that means your flesh is of the world, created by our Lord and Savior when he created the first individual, which was Adam, in his own image. Yes, you're created in his image, but you're not perfect. Don't talk like perfect. Don't try to act like perfect because you're not. Overcoming, overlooking the various things that keeps you from having a loving relationship or being able to love your mate, your significant other, your life partner. The next letter that's there, we broke the acronym now of love B. Valuable. How valuable is that person in your life? Have you been able to have a conversation, which is effective communication, how valuable that person is? Everybody that comes in your life was there for a purpose. So we tend to say they have some type of value. You may not be able to recognize what the value is until you are able to communicate with that person, until you're able to observe to see their efforts, to put the work in. How valuable is that person to you? And the next acronym of love is E. See, when you begin to listen effectively, willing to work and put the work in to overcome the challenges, and have the will to overlook faults, value that person, that brings about that acronym of E, or excitement. You get excited. It's excitement. It's joyful, it's peace. Because you're around somebody that makes you feel good all over. So everything they do brings about excitement because they meet the L, which is listening effectively. The O is overcoming and overlooking. So that means they're ready to grind and put the effort in. The B is how valuable they are. And that E is truly excitement. And it's all about everything. It also comes along the easy encouragement. You have to start have someone in your life that encourages you. If you don't have that person, they may not be the partner, the significant other, the spouse that you need to have in your life. They have to be encouraging, have to be supporting. Sometimes they would have taken a step back and now you to propel to where you're supposed to be. That's hard for people to do when we have a grab, grab, grab attitude. You have to take a step back. But when you're talking about the Love Cafe, you have to take a step back. And last, as we sum everything up, effective listening or effective communication. Overcoming, overlooking, you know, put the work and the effort in. The B is how valuable that person and the mutual values that we have. And the next thing that we said is the E is excitement. That relationship, that person brings a smile to your face. They are everything. They encourage you. They support you. And all that is summed up to empowerment. See, when you're talking about the Love Cafe, you're talking about empowerment. So we're going to look at the title, Love or Loving You Ain't Easy. We're going to take love and see exactly what love may look like for you. See, love is all about patience. See, through the process of listening, you got to have patience. Love is all about kindness. See, when you're talking about encouraging somebody, supporting somebody, willing to work with them, you have to show people kind. You have to show it in return. Love is not jealousy. See, if you're jealous of that person and you boasting things about who you are, you're walking around so proud that you become rude. So let me ask you, what does love look like for you? Is it you're a jealous person? Are you one that boasts and brags? Are you so proud that you don't recognize anybody else in the room with you? Are you so rude that nobody wants to be in the room with you? That's not love. See, love is something that we truly have to reach within ourselves to find. See, love is not a game. See, some people like playing games. Is it you? If it is, the game will never end. See, we play literal sports and we have games to come up with a final score. If you're in a relationship and you see love is all about playing the game, I'm going to one-up you, well, you have a problem. So when we look at love, truly, truly, we need to look at it as being an opportunity to enjoy one another. See, love, as I said earlier about patience and kindness, is all about bringing peace into your life. See, love is an internal thing. It's within your heart and your soul. See, love, once you recognize and know what love is, and what love does, it becomes the essence of your soul. I want to give a shout out to another one of my frat brothers. So proud to have him on here. I've been knowing him a long time because he's one of my students. Played football for me back in the junior high, middle school level. Been a long time, but good to have you on my Artavius William. Also, our heart and our prayers still goes out to you and your family. The loss of your sister. We're praying for your strength, praying for everything God can wrap around you. This is what it's all about, praying for each other. So love, you have to truly believe that you're putting the effort in to being patient, being kind, not humiliating, not hurting those individuals you say you love. Hurting them and telling them you love them. That is a sad thing to happen, you allow to happen in your life. Someone that abusing you, who's humiliating you and hurting you than still telling you, I love you. I can remember as a child, and I always go back to this when this is something was said when young people, and the ones that have that years under their belt, they understand hearing this. You know, I'm doing this because I love you. This is when they're disciplining you. This is going to hurt me more than hurt you. I don't know how that works. Because I'm the one taking taking that belt of whatever came into play. Oh, come on now. I'm not going to play with you. I know what I went through, and I know what some of y'all went through. But it's always was told to you, I'm doing it out of love. I don't know why they could not understand why that was being said. But when you understand true love, they were saying that I am preparing you for something that God has for you. Through patience, through discipline with love. See, through the kindness that's in your heart. Truly, truly, they are preparing you. So as an adult, to take on that ideal of what love is, and what love looks like. See, we have to always keep in mind. See, love and what we're around it, it is not all about a me. See, love is all about a team, a us. When I say I love you, that's a gift. That gift I'm giving from my heart. See, the ideal is you have love in your heart and in your soul. You can reciprocate that because you understand what I'm giving you. You're a piece of my inner self. We always have to keep that in mind. So we're going to take this opportunity to talk about what is love. Truly, what is love? We're going to talk about how we would see it in individuals' daily activity, a daily life. But let's look at how love can be broken down where it touches on, we call the well-being of each and every one of us. Love is a set of emotions, and you'll know that. Now we're talking about your emotional well-being. Love is a state of mind. We always say that it's a mental aspect of you where you have worked from the inner self out to say that I truly love you and I truly want to be in love with you. See, we got to continue to think about what love is and what love does. Let's truly reach back to some things that are directly characterized of love. See, love is a behavior along with an emotion. See, it is characterized by intimacy. See, we always confuse, a lot of us confuse that intimacy, always talking about sex. It ain't all about sex. It is sometimes meeting of the mind. And when the mind connects, it becomes an intimate moment. It'll talk about meeting of the heart. When both hearts are able to touch and have a beat, it may not be the same beat, but it's in accordance to our Lord and Savior. We got to keep that in mind now. Understand what intimacy is. It is not all about sex. We can't get caught up in that. That's why we can't love like we need to love. Because we play something that through a process, when you work to learn and work to give your all, work to be consistent in that relationship,
and consistently communicating with that person that you can do all these things. And once you begin to understand and know you're on the same track, and you feel, I am now ready to commit. Commit to that person that you say you love. You have to be 100% in. Some people add 10 more. Say 1 10. You have to be all in. Once you become all in and go through that process and you come to an agreement that that point where you're so caught up want to put first, which is the sex, you may say we're not going to do that till we get married. I know we can't hold our people safe. However, you can, if you want to be with that person, knowing that person is the right person for you, you can hold on. Come on now. So love is all about behavior and emotion. It's characterized, again, by intimacy, characterized by patience and passion. See, you got to be patient enough to be passionate. It can rise by commitment. And all of those emotions and behavior includes caring for that person. It's all about the closeness you have from effective communication. It's all about the protectiveness that you feel when you know you're working with the inner self, not the outer self. It's all about the attraction. You remember we talked in our menu, we talked about the entree. That means the meat is on the bone. It's placed in front of you. It's the attraction. It's all about the affection. We talk about our love language. Some people have recognized, and others haven't, what are their love languages. If I have recognized physical touch is my love language, just touching me is not meeting what I'm requesting as my love language, but showing me the affection when I touch or when you touch me. That's what we're talking about. The characteristics like understanding what affection is. Don't just say a word and think it's one thing. Be able to think about it and think how it affects you and how you operate based on it so you can propel and take that with you when you go into a relationship. See, emotions and our behavior also characterized by trust. Come on now. What you know about trust? What does trust mean to you? Ask yourself. It always confuses and clouds my head when I hear people talk about trust and always place trust on somebody else. Come on now. I want y'all to comment and let me know about trust and always placing it on the other person. See, trust is all about trusting yourself in a relationship. Trust yourself enough to believe you won't do those things that's going to hurt that relationship. Love can vary in intensity. We have to understand love is just not one way. Love can be in many ways. But never let it be shallow. Make sure you're intensely involved with it. You're so intense to know that I'm going to give all I have. And then one of the words, and I'm going to give a shout out to Minister Dee Stephanie. She's on the Facebook. She always says love always includes consistency. And we know that it's true. See, we talk about the three C's, or the C's when we're talking about love. Always say commitment, compromise, communication. And the one we always forget about is consistency. We always forget about that. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. By identifying the last four digits of your cell, you get a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe. We'll ask for your location, and if you choose to give your name, then offer your comments, your expertise. Well, how do you feel about loving someone and finding out it's not easy? It's loving you ain't easy. That's what it's all about. It's not about me just saying I love you. Loving you ain't easy. We want to give a shout out to McKinsey & Associates, one of our sponsors, Shopping on Wheels for Home Products. You can contact their office by calling 404-862-3800. That's 404-862-380. They're shopping on wheels. They have a tendency to go and they'll shop for you, whatever you want to purchase, and you might can't get out, and they'll bring it to you wherever you request it in the southeastern part. King Transportation Services, we want you to give a shout out to Lyndon King Sanders. He's providing all kind of transportation service. You want something, whatever it is, haul, he can haul it. Whether it's cargo, whether it's people, or whoever it may be. You can call Lyndon King Sanders at 205-454-8157. Again, that's 205-454-8157. Let's talk about what is the journey of love. Some people are not aware that when you're in a relationship, God bless us each day to be on a journey. See, that's something you ought to pray for. You pray that God just allow me to lie down in the green pastures, it's your bed or wherever you may be. Regenerate my body and my soul. So when I get up in the morning, I'm going to give you the praise now. Start me on my journey. So what is the journey of love? See, the journey of love is inspiration. See, it's taken strength from when we look at the 23rd Psalm. It should inspire you to know that something God has for you is out on that journey. He's going to be in the midst to make sure you be able to encounter that. See, the journey of love is a spiritual love. A spiritual love. Do you love Christ? Do you love our Lord and Savior? Ask yourself that, because he knows love. What you want to do is be able to put him ahead of your life. And pray and say, God, allow me to love like you love all of us. Show me. You have to ask yourself. So you're on that journey of inspiration and spiritual love. It allows you to explore the powerful possibilities of finding perfect love. See, there's a perfect love, but there's imperfect people. Come on now. I'm going to say that again. There's perfect love out there, but there's so many imperfect people. You can experience perfect love been an imperfect person. Of course, that way. See, we have to understand that finding that perfect love and from imperfect people, there's a fire that will come into your inner self. It will allow you to deal with whatever comes up, because that love, God has blessed you to have it within your heart and your soul. That's what love is all about. Love is an inner self. From the inner self. Has nothing to do with the external. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, he's handsome. But that's external. What is in the inner self? And what is the inspiration and the spiritual love that they have? That's what you have to think about. See, it sets up in a self-conscious state of mind for you that allows you to deal with things when even when things don't go right, that allows you to set up the healing techniques that you have to go through so you can truly put yourself in a position to truly be loved and love that imperfect person. That's what it's all about. See, people truly have to ask themselves on this journey, what would love look like? What would love look like? I give a shout out to, I see my brother has joined us. Thank you. And when I say have joined us, he's on the line. I want him to jump in here. This is I call him the doctor out of Dallas, Texas. Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt. How are you doing, Dr. Pratt? How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm so glad to be able to be here and then to have us in the presence of each other, in the presence of our Lord and Savior. Because we know we can make a difference.
Well, yes, indeed.
I was just given an opportunity to talk about what does love look like, and especially if it's to you, I want you to kind of share. And let me do this, Brother Pratt, before you get started. See, Brother
okay.
Pratt is a relationship strategist and coach. He lives over in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the state of Texas, and you can cat find him on Facebook. He don't mind working with you. He don't mind working with you, with your the couples. He don't mind. Now God has blessed him with that ability to be able to work with individuals so they can work on strategies. Work with individuals as a coach. So Brother Pratt, you can jump in right there. You want to share. We first talk about what is love, the journey of love, now what love looks like. And I'd like for you to, you want to touch on all three of them or whatever one you choose, you can, my brother.
All right. I think that I love this third topic that you're talking about, the third piece of the journey of love, because it encompasses the previous questions that you ask. And I think that in the area of the journey of love, I think the reality of the journey is understanding that it is more than just an emotional attachment to somebody. It is a commitment of like a roller coaster. It's going to go up and down. And are you prepared to take that commitment ride with somebody? And so the journey is, and I think that too often couples get into, well, we finish each other's sentences, or you know, we agree on this and agree on that. You heard me say before that one of the things that really make a couple is when they can understand, or once they have some kind of disagreement, conflict, can they sustain the relationship after the emotional high of connecting? It's always exciting when you meet somebody. It's always exciting when you're connecting with someone, but that is not enough to sustain the journey. You know, you can be. It's just like driving. It's just like driving cross country. If you get a flat tire, do you just abandon the car, or do you put your heads together and figure out how we're gonna get the tire? If we don't have a jack, how are we gonna get the car fixed? How are we gonna get the tire fixed? How are we gonna keep going? And that's what if the person driving doesn't know anything about putting the tire on the car? And even if it's the man, if he's never been taught how to do that, and you have, or vice versa, if somebody gets sick, or somebody loses their job, or these kinds of, or somebody loses a parent, yeah. or any of these different things, you know, and the reality of it is, when you have, here's what I suggest when it comes to a journey, especially when we're talking about marriage. You have to say at the beginning that divorce is not an option. Something about saying that and agreeing to that should curb the behavior. It should curb the behavior to behave in such a way that does not create the conversation or decision to divorce, because it's not an option.
Come on, brother.
Mm. So the journey requires commitment, which love is. Love is an action word. It's not something that's just based on how you feel about somebody else. Yes, that does have everything. That does incorporate into the relationship. But love is a matter of respect. Yep. It is a matter of being there even when you don't feel like being there.
Come on.
Sticking together when you got eliminating options when you are mad with each other. Respecting boundaries. All of these different things are so important when you're talking about the journey. And you should be riding this journey in the dating process. Because if you have not ridden this journey and you get married to someone, and then all of a sudden here comes some major argument or disagreement, you don't even know how to maintain or keep on going through the journey. You know.
Come on, bro.
But it is so much bigger than connecting emotionally. That'll draw you together. But I'm talking about sustaining. It's how you go on the journey.
I'm Brother Pratt, I'm telling you, that's a summation. That's awesome, man, because we have to kind of understand that when we make that decision to go on the journey, we have to kind of put things out in the forefront. And, yeah, like I said, doing dating, things are going to happen. You know how it's going to be when you get into the marriage, because the marriage is part of the journey. Like we have to understand that people say, "Well, I'm dating to marry." So, but they don't understand that it requires work after you get married. See, that's when the work. Yes, we do.
I was just going to say too, to add on what you were saying. It's important that couples understand. You know, one thing that Gladys and I did, we married to date.
Come on, brother.
See, too often, we're dating to marry, and then when we date to marry, and then after we get married, we're like, okay, now what? You know, we married, we together, but the excitement and the challenges and all of those things, which I believe bring excitement. You know, whenever you, I hear couples that I'm counseling often have a difficult time working through their day-to-day things is because, you know, dating it was intentional when you were dating. It was intentional. Okay, I want to take her out on Friday, or I want to cook him dinner on Saturday, or I want to do something nice together, or whatever the case may be. You know, I'd like to invite him to my church, or I'd like to invite her to my church. See, it was intentional. You're being intentional about spending time with each other because you want to get to know each other.
Yes,
and then after you get married, when you settle in and get on the couch, people are you're looking around like, well, you know, where's the person that I was dating?
Yes, sir.
Versus when you marry to date, like, you know, last night, as a prime example, my wife had a challenging day at work, and I was coming back from, I was on my way to the store. I could hear it in her voice, you know, that her day was challenging. And right there I said, hey, let's go on a date. Let's meet over at Eatsy. Let's go over there and eat and sit outside. We sat outside, ate dinner, talked. It took all of the pain away. And it took both of our pain away, because I'm feeling some kind of way because she wasn't having a good day. But by the time we got done with our date, which was on Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
You know, and that's the other thing, too, when you're talking about being intentional. We were spontaneous when we were dating, and some couples lose that spontaneity when they get married. You're supposed to maintain, take it up several notches after you get married.
Come on, brother.
Marriage was never built for just being settled. That's what I'm trying to say. It can either be a troublesome journey, it can be a boring journey, or it can be an exciting journey.
I tell you, Brother Pratt, I know you want to. These are the listeners and the watchers. Go to Facebook. Connect with him. Allow him to spend some time with you, sharing some things that just you're hearing now should open up your mind about exactly date to marriage to date. See, people are always looking to get married. But what are you going to do once you get married?
That's it.
Truly, truly, you have to be able to be in tune to your mate and what's going on with them. He said something so important is what we always go back to when I talked about the L acronym of love, the L is. He said, just listening to my wife, I felt like she had a challenging day. And by having that challenging day, I had to be thinking on my feet. I'm going to just go say that. Because he said he was driving. And he said, first thing, let's get out of the house. Let's go somewhere. Let's go on a date. You don't have to dress up to go on a date. Because we come as we are. If you have to always dress up to go on a date and plan it, that becomes intentional. You have to do some spontaneous things sometimes based on you knowing your mate. See, that's intimacy, because you know what's going on, because you have taken time to study what's going on, because you date to marry, then marry to date.
That's
putting
right.
the work in. See, we're losing the opportunity to really have successful marriages because we forget about that most important part, and we'll go back to in a marriage, you have to be an effective communicator. That don't mean that simply I'm saying you're listening, but besides that, you have to be able to be listening, then taking what you hear and being able to put it in a plan of action. See, dating and marriage and love is an action. See, all that is, you know, putting it into play. I go back to when I was talking about the seed of Minister Stephanie. I always say about consistency. See, you have to be ready at all times. You know, it's just like the army, so they do more for 6 a.m. for people do all day. And the thing about it, you have to be in that same mode at all times. I'm not saying being on pins and needles all the time. I'm talking about using those effective communication skills to further your marriage, further your opportunity to be with your mate. Brother Pratt said something so important from the beginning about marriage. You have to make it and be intentional in the marriage. This is marriage for life. You have to set it from the part, not when you get to marriage. You got to set it before you get married. Because that way you already identify a goal that you're going to work on. And we all go back, I myself personally go back and think about being married. And did I ever say, this is for life? I'm not saying what was said in our vows and when the pastor, the elder, the preacher was going through the vows and said, death do apart. Did you ever say, this is for a lifetime? When you say that, you put a commitment that you're going to work when times are good and times are bad. See, that's all about love right there. You got to know what love is and what love does. It is not an emotion. I talked about love as a set of emotions. I didn't say it was emotional. A set of emotions and behavior. That means your behavior requires you to do some work. Come on now.
Yes.
You got to show. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Show. So yes, go ahead on, brother.
Just to give you like the example of what, like yes, when I was talking about yesterday, she was driving home. I was driving to the store. See, if I was, and here's, it wasn't even a thought. It was an immediate response. She needs to decompress from what she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go straight to what was not what specifically was pulling her down, but I had to meet her in her spirit where she was to connect with her so that our connection would bring her out of that spirit, if I'm making sense.
Yes, you're making sense.
You know, when I heard in her voice that something wasn't right, and then once she said, no, I didn't really have a good day, then my whole thing was right from that point, because there was something I used to say to my wife when we were dating. I used to say to her, you know, anybody can be here for the good times. I said, I'm the person. I said, anybody can be here when everything's right, the money's right, you looking good and all of that. I'm looking sharp or whatever. I said, anybody can be there for that. I said, but I'm the guy that will be in the mud with you when you get in it.
All right.
I'll be the one that jumps in the mud with you so that we can come out of the mud together. You won't be in the mud by yourself.
Yeah,
and so
awesome.
When I felt like something was not right, it was because I'm accustomed to just responding, you know. And, you know, when you are in love with somebody, one of the titles that you ought to see yourself as is a first responder.
Okay.
You need to be a first responder. When your mate or your spouse or the person that you're dating on a serious level has an issue, you ought to be, you should be the first responder. You should be the one going towards them, not them trying to seek you out. And you try to make time for them. Whatever, if they are in need, you shift gears, prioritize him or her, move towards them, because whatever is pulling them down, they may not be ready to talk about it or anything like that, but there's some comfort when you know that somebody's coming towards you in a time of trouble. Somebody's coming to comfort you. I said, immediately I said, where are you? She told me where she was. I said, I'm going to guide you over to Eatsy's because her her phone was dying. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to guide you over to Eatsy's. Meet me over there. We'll eat there. Mm-hmm. And we'll just sit outside. See, there was something about, something kicked in because, you know what I'm going to tell you, and this will be my thing. I was, you know, you usually ask me to say something at the end, but I'm going to say it right now. You know what love is?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what I believe love is. Love is a gift that's wrapped in commitment.
Woo! Man, this man has said a mouthful. Now, I want all y'all to marinate on that. I want everybody to think about it. If you want to give us a call, the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, your name if you choose to. And then you can jump into the conversation and chat with Dr. Lowe and Dr. Brack. Yeah, but I tell you, it's awesome. I just want you to think about that. Is it? It's a gift wrapped in commitment. It's hard for some people to understand that, Brother Pratt, because some have struggled with commitment. So our thing is that you look and find and search yourself to know that that was something I can work on. That's something I'm already doing. I can do it even better. Love is a gift wrapped in commitment. The biggest bow in the world, and that's what it's all about. Brother Pratt, I tell you, we our hour goes so fast, but God is so good. He blessed us for one more opportunity. We're going to come back. And tonight was a special episode because on tomorrow, I know the time, I got a couple. There's some things happening. I have a grandson that's playing football. The game's on Thursday night. So I have to make a place and make time. So we adjusted to tonight. So we're going to make sure we continue to keep you in tune to what we're doing whenever it's adjusting. See, we thank each and every one of the listeners. We want to give a shout out to this Bush, EBS, a member of Final Womanhood, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Ms. Riosha Bush, EBS. Also, I want to give a shout out at Brother Pratt. He's been sharing his thoughts. He's been talking, and that's what we have to have. We give a shout out to camera begin to act up. You know how that is sometimes. Come on back. you know how that goes sometimes. It just acts up sometimes. It acts up. It flipped over to some other area. Let me see, can I get it back? Okay, keep going back. I have one of them touchy fingers. There we go. Look at me now. But we want to give a shout out to I had some names out I missed earlier. Brother Pratt, he spoke and shared it elegantly. Exactly. I hope you gained something and was able to be in tune with it. But to Coach Dwayne, the Thigpen. Coach Dwayne worked with me now in my last tour, in the education. He was the boys coach at Hayward Middle School. Thank you, Coach Thigpen, for taking time to be a part of this. Brother Pratt, I know you offered an awesome. It should be anything I can be said after that. But I do want to make sure you share with our watchers and listeners in regards to how they can connect with you, how you know you're available to work with them, couples, or however their request is, you're there to work with them. You have that opportunity right now, sir.
All right. So my email address is E Pratt, that's P-R-A, P as in Paul, R-A-T-T, E Pratt at a next level life.com. Let me say that again. My email is E Pratt at a next level life.com.
Awesome.
Best way to get in touch with me is through that email address, epratt@anextlevellife.com.
Awesome, awesome, brother. And that's the information. Like I say, if you, you know, scroll through his Facebook, you see him, you know, and you say, I want to be a friend. You make the request, like, brother, we'll work with you. But if you go through the email, especially when you're looking for some expertise in regards to a relationship and as a strategist as well as a coach, he's the one. So check him out. Brother Pratt, appreciate you so much, man. I tell you, it's always good to talk love, talk about the Love Cafe, and talk about relationships. We get a chance to grow ourselves. And I'll tell Brother Pratt, I listen, and I'll be right now saying, so see, I, you know, when you listen and you put the work in, it'll work out for you too.
Yes,
so that's what I want to make sure to do that. So I'm always going, we always should be in a place to learn. Leave yourself open to learn something every day, every opportunity you have. If you think you know it all, you don't know enough. So just keep that in mind. Brother Pratt, thank you so much for being a part of it. And again, we're going to make sure we get your email out there available along with, I always do a flyer, so I'll make sure I put it at the bottom of the flyer. So it'll be posted on my Facebook page, Instagram page, Twitter page, LinkedIn page, all of the pages that deal with social media. So we'll make sure we get the word out, my brother.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to serve with you. It is a privilege, and I really thank you so much.
And thank you so much, man. God knows what he's doing. He put it together to make sure we get the word, and God is so good, and we give him the praise. We give it to
Amen.
Him. We give the praise to him. It's been awesome. And all those individuals joining us on Facebook as well as on Instagram, thank you so much, as well as Blog Talk Radio. You know, I can only see numbers on Blog Talk Radio. But just seeing the names and some of the handles that some of these individuals have, I want to do it one more time for me, run through it one more time for me. We close the show out completely. We have a Dr. Dakeem Seuss, 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, a outstanding Sigma of the Southern Region, none other than Brother Lucius Ward. Brother Dr. Lucius Ward. Thank you, Brother Ward, for joining us. We have C. Renee joining us, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, Home Cafe Subscription. Check them out. Home Cafe Subscription. Again, Ms. Bush, EBS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to Belinda Samples, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of the great state of Texas. Dana Bowser, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of that great state of Pennsylvania. She's out of Philadelphia, and she's on Facebook. Just go to Dana Bowser, and she's doing her Zumba. Check out Zumba from Mumtita. Support her. Check her out. Jonah, get some work done. Get the work in. That's on Monday nights, and I know sometimes I've seen it on Tuesday night, but she'll make sure she get all the information so I can run it. That's Starrod Dana Bowser. We have Brother Marvin Smith, member of the illustrious and the awesome progressive chapter of Zeta by Sigma of Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the Social Action Director, Brother Marvin Smith. Thank you for joining. And that young lady over there in that far west state of California, she's truly, truly making a difference in her ministry, behind the mask ministry, taking that mask off. Check her out on Facebook, Minister Denise Stephanie Allen, Berkeley, California. And a shout out to BJ Jefferson out of the state of Tennessee. Thank you, BJ, for joining us and taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do. Another brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Have to give him a shout out because I said earlier, he's one of my students in middle school, junior high, one of my football players that later went on and played at the high school, the college level, and also played at some pro. Got a chance to get up there as the agent, I mean, as a free agent, and get a chance to play some NFL. Thank you so much, Artavius. We call him Tootie Williams, brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Also, we will give a shout out to mention to Brother Pratt. We gave him, he came in did an awesome job. Thank you so much, Brother Pratt. You just, Pratt, you came in, you just lifted up and wiped it out. It was a home run, man. It was a grand slam. Thank you again, Brother.
You're welcome, brother. It's my pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then we have Coach Dwayne D. Dixie, one of my, one we worked together. He was a boys' coach at the middle school that I did my last tour. And I said the last year before I retired, I was the girls in it. When it ended up in the end, I was both the girls and the boys, middle school coach of basketball. I enjoyed that. Brother Dick Pierce, thank you so much for joining and being a part of this. But I know the effort you're working to keep on grinding, man. I so really, I think you had a birthday, your wife had a birthday. I may be a little bit behind. Happy birthday to all of you all, man. Be good, be safe. It's been awesome. I want you to keep in mind that we're in some challenging times. There's a health crisis and some pretty much of a guy because we've got football started and we just think it is not going to be a problem. Where the numbers are climbing every day. It's getting our attention, but it's getting all the health experts and other individuals' attention. It's getting our attention in the block by block in the neighborhood. Make sure you follow the protocol. Wear a mask. Truly wear a mask. Stay 6 feet away. Wash your hands. What if people, no one wants to hear because they can't do it and stay at home. You don't have to be out, stay at home. A lot of things done virtually. And it works. It can be harder. Get the vaccine. I can tell you now, I'm not trying to promote either way, whatever choice you have. I know a couple weeks ago, my grandson tested positive. He's 11 years old, turned 12 a week while he was in quarantine. We was in quarantine for 10 days, isolation. I tell you, you know, when I went to go there, I'm mad. He was feeling good, and I was doing well, and I was tested. I'm fully vaccinated. I tested negative. It's just a blessing. God said, I need you to be able to go and be up so you can take care of him. See, that's a blessing. And you know what? That's love. God loved me enough to make sure I take care of him. It's truly a blessing. So make sure you feel the same way and do the same thing about your family members, regardless of whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. It's been told by all the experts, health experts. Wear a mask. The last thing I want to say is the many hashtags that we have. Yes, many. I'm glad to have them. Hashtag One Life Matter. We want to save a life. We don't want to lose another to this health crisis or to the violence in the street or whatever it may be. We want to save a life, one life matter. Hashtag responsible. Let's all be responsible. Hashtag communicate by understanding. Effective communication. That's what we're talking about. It's all about understanding, being able to put the work in, and being able to communicate what you understand. Hashtag is a mindset. Hashtag make it do what it do. And last but not least, make sure you call a family member, tell your spouse or significant other that you love them. Give them that hug, whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Because Brother Pratt summed it up very well. You know, to give a love, you have to wrap it with commitment. Put the bow of commitment. If you're not ready to do that, don't just pass out the word of love. Be ready to stand behind it and put the work in. It's all about. So tell them you love them. And truly, truly, let it come from your heart and your soul, because love is the essence of your soul. And last but not least, as we close out, see, love is is something we can write our own book about. Because as we experience things, write it down. Good, bad, indifferent. Write it down. So if it's something that didn't work, we won't repeat it. If it's something that worked, you'll improve on it. But you put it out on a piece of paper. Because we can't remember everything. So write it down. And that way, loving your significant other, loving your spouse, your partner, will be easy. That's what it's all about. We have a show at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, and we're going to talk about mothers being the pillars in today's society. Mothers being the pillars in today's society. That's 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here with WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram. You have an awesome rest of the night, my friend. People, I truly, truly call you that because I truly love you as my friend. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for helping us reach our 418 episode. See, God is good. See how he keep on blessing us and this network. That's what it's all about. You got to trust and believe him. Love him as much as he loves you. That's what it's all about. And I want to say the last thing as I close out. But I always tell you this. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. You could say